Now, here's your host, Bing and Bong!
Whoa! Somebody spiked the punch! Oh, my God!
Oh no!
This ain't 1969?
Really? Yeah, 69. Yeah, man, yeah.
Peace.
You're in the Wayback Machine.
Taking you back
to 69.
I want to tell you my story of missing Woodstock. Oof.
Were you coming up for this?
You had a ticket?
We had tickets, yes.
You did?
But I was in New Orleans.
Oh.
And it was a long trip for a working band with one day off. But we were trying hard to get there.
Let's say
hallucinogenics were involved.
Ooh. Okay. Probably a long night at K. Paul's, too.
There wasn't even a K. Paul.
No, there's no K. Paul then.
This is 60.
And
we had it all figured out to get on the train, make it up here, make it back.
Oh wow!
The French Quarter. Yeah. We were planning a long time. Yeah. Festival flew by. Were you here?
No, but I did.
Where were you?
I was in Memphis making records, making recordings.
Okay.
With the R&B groups.
Yes, the R&B groups.
R&B groups. Yes,
yeah.
I was. And I was about to move to Miami when I saw the Woodstock movie.
Yes.
North Miami Beach.
Yes.
Right there on 163rd Street.
Yeah.
Wow. That was quite an experience.
Yes. All right.
That's about as close as I got to Woodstock.
Yeah.
Watching the movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little
We played a lot of songs after that.
Yeah.
Because Betty and I,
the
Upstairs Alliance. Yeah, boy, we did Want Somebody Loved. We did,
What was it? Joe Cocker tune. Beatles tune. Yeah, Ringo.
Bathroom song. Window.
No.
Help from his friends.
Help from my friends. Chris Stanton on organ. Unbelievable.
And then, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I went over to the museum last time we were here. I didn't get to go this time. But I felt the vibe.
But it's part of our history piece.
Yeah. Yes, piece. It is.
Well, there's some questions from your fans that are dealing with Woodstock.
Okay.
So why don't we get right into those?
All right, this is,
yes, we will.
Well, here, Fred from Bethel, New York.
Yes.
Bing and Bong, what were you doing when Woodstock happened in 1969? There you go. We answered that.
We answered the question. Okay. Fred.
How was that?
Fred,
that was good.
Let me do that again. Fred,
how did you know that?
We answered your question.
Karnak.
Yeah. How did you know that?
What's that? Thanks, Fred.
Bong, I really enjoy the Flying Utleys. Any plan to upstage young Mick tonight?
Absolutely not.
No, yes.
We're pulling it from the show.
Oh, no.
Who is this?
This is Finn's up from Scotland.
From Scotland?
Scotland, United Kingdom.
In the UK? Yeah, good. Hey, in Scotland, you know.
I know.
No, we're not going to pull it.
No,
I like watching it. Plus, it's a good break for me. But I've noticed, I've noticed. Let's see, who's our guy there from? Scott?
Kenny from Scotland.
Scott from Kennyland. Or Kenny from Scotland. Which one is it?
Did you take action? I did. It's just left over from.
Yeah, I'm having a flashback.
Right, exactly.
Where were we on those questions?
Did you ever wear a kilt?
No, but I wore a dress. Jason Niebaum.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I won't get into that.
No,
I want to cross
in South Africa.
Yeah, I want to. I want a cross-dressing beauty contest in college.
Wow.
There's photos of it too.
We need to find those photos out there.
All right.
Call John Hines. He'll know where they are.
Jason Niebaum.
What?
Monticello, New York.
Monticello.
Bing and Bong. If you could go back to 1969 and watch one performance at the original Woodstock, who would it be and why?
Who? Okay, that's a good question.
Good question.
Me?
Yeah.
God, that's hard because, I'll start out by going, I'd say Joe Cocker, Bye with a Little Help from My Friends.
Yeah, that was great.
And Sly.
Yeah, doing it.
Take Higher. As the folky in my heart, I'd have to say Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Right. And let's see.
What about in your R&B roots? What would you?
There weren't any R&B singers.
No, there weren't. No.
Sly was the only R&B singer.
That's as close as we got. That's a good answer.
Little Tina Turner.
This is from Kendall Hamilton from Gadsden, Alabama.
Kendall Hamilton from Jackson, Alabama.
Let me see. Hey, Kendall, how are you? Are you here tonight?
Okay.
Anyway.
We should have Kendall on as a guest.
Charles Nash and Young performed at 3:35 a.m. to 5 a.m. at Woodstock. What's the oldest, hottest hour you have ever played a show? Okay, I got this one.
Okay.
Breakfast with the Dead.
Whoa, yes.
It was a weird hour. It was just trying to get to that hour.
We had to tee it up.
It was 8 a.m. at near San Bernardino, California.
And the Dead played, they played at 5 a.m.
Yes, they did, and then we followed them.
We followed the Dead and Jerry Jeff, But that's not mine. What does this one say?
The oddest hour you have ever played a show.
I would say, okay, that's the oddest hour, but the oddest show would be Barbados.
That was an 11:30 p.m. show.
I'd upset my band a tiny bit.
It was a little late for the party. That guy went to jail, they hired us.
Logistical technicality.
Well, I better not say that. We better check that, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, anyway, that's all for... I'm going to go
with Breakfast with the Dead. That was fun.
That was fun.
Do you know what we had for breakfast?
Remember that?
We had breakfast today. Because they got up and they sprayed the crowd with hoses when they woke up at 5 or something like that. But I know what it was.
What
did we have in the bus, which was the most vital thing that we had in that bus?
It was a mixer.
That's correct. The blender.
That was the first thing. I went on your bus in Long Beach when you had just gotten it.
Yeah.
You said, look at this blender.
And what do we have for breakfast that day?
Margarita!
No.
Okay, what was it?
Peach daiquiris.
Oh! Excuse me.
Peach daiquiris and a little blotter.
Wow. Is that right in the daiquiri or a separate?
Okay, this is... What hotel did we left at 4:30 in the morning? I bet you can't remember that.
Okay.
It was in North Hollywood. No, it's in Studio City.
Holiday Inn.
No, Beverly Garland's.
Beverly Garland.
No, it wasn't the Fest Park. It was Beverly Garland.
What gig did we do after we did that show?
No.
Me neither. Let's call it a quit.
Okay, see ya. What's up?
All right, there's your
Bring out the
69. Okay, peace.
Peace.
Woo!